All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, last night saw the Oklahoma City Thunder eliminated by the Utah Jazz in the first round of the NBA playoffs as the Thunder fell to the Jazz in a grueling six-game series. Now, this marks the second year in a row in which the Thunder were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Last year, it was all about Russell Westbrook en route to being named the NBA's MVP, as he became the first player in more than 50 years to average a triple-double for an entire season. Now, coming into this campaign, the story was, you know what, well, let's get Russell Westbrook some help, as he simply can't do it by himself. That is what Thunder general manager Sam Presti did, as he went out and acquired small forward Paul George from the Indiana Pacers and small forward Carmelo Anthony from the New York Knicks. However, it was not enough, as what we saw from this Thunder team this year was a squad that did too much of playing for themselves, and I think that caught up to them in this series versus the Jazz. The Jazz were the better team, and their guys, for the most part, were on the same page. You did not see that cohesion from the Thunder, as it was too much about the individual thing. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This Thunder team focused too much on the three-point shot, and you live by the three, you die by the three is one thing. But if you're going to do that, at least be a good three-point shooting team. And the Thunder are not that. Now, the big question now is, will Paul George leave? Of course, he has to write to become a free agent this summer. And, of course, there are many rumors about him joining the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. You also have to ask yourself, is Carmelo Anthony finished? And from what we've seen from Carmelo during the second half of the season, and especially in the postseason run, you're going to question it more, because I see a guy in Carmelo that in his time in the NBA, and of course he was a third overall pick of the 2003 NBA draft by the Denver Nuggets, he's not gotten better since he came to the league. And Carmelo was relying on what he did 5 or 10 years ago to get it done. That's not the case anymore. Carmelo does not have that consistent outside jump shot. I said it before, once he came to OKC, he needed to focus more on being a post player. That is something that he is not doing either. So, you know, when you know, Carmelo is at the point of his career that once you have him on the floor, it's more of a detriment to your team. It's more like you're playing 4.5-on-5 as opposed to 5-on-5. And, of course, the Russell Westbrook factor. I mean, this is a guy, he averaged a triple-double for the second consecutive season. It's a little bit deceiving just due to the fact that Westbrook does not make the people around him better. And I think Russell Westbrook will continue to be a stat guy. He'll continue to sell tickets wherever he plays. But he is going to be in that category of players who will never win an NBA championship. Going forward, regardless of who is on this roster, I do not think Billy Donovan is the head coach to get it done. He saw dollar signs, and to me, I think he got bored at the University of Florida, which is why he coached the Thunder. But I think Donovan's place is in college basketball. At some point, there will be a big job that could entice Mr. Donovan back to the collegiate ranks. But right now, as far as him being the guy to lead OKC, that is simply not the case. I think you're going to see some shuffling of this team heading into the offseason, and I think it all starts with whether or not that the Thunder are going to be able to keep Paul George. I mean, they still have some of their key components under contract for next year. Of course, Russell Westbrook, Steven Adams. You look at Carmelo Anthony. He has an early termination option on his contract, but I think at this point he'd be foolish to walk away from nearly $28 million next season because nobody is going to give him that type of money. But I'll give credit to where credit is due. Sam Presti has always been a crafty guy as far as putting a team together, and I think he'll roll up his sleeves and find a way to get it done. But I guarantee you, the Oklahoma City Thunder will look a lot different when the ball is being tipped up in the air to tip off the 2018-2019 NBA season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.